arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. So glad that you are joining with us today. And I have in the studio Miss Karen Hubbard.
Yes, I'm here.
You are here. And Chris Fogle from the Alliance. Let's make sure we get your mic on here. Chris, what are you on? There we go. Now we can welcome you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. Well, it's almost Christmas.
It's almost.
Well, every day's Christmas for us, right?
Amen.
And so we celebrate the birth of Christ every day. And there's been a lot of great things going on, and I was anxious to get you back in the studio to talk about some of those things. But Karen, to start out this morning, I think you have a little bit of mail. Let's at least touch on what you have, and we may come back to some of it, but we'll throw it out as some topics that we're going to dig into.
Okay. Well, do you want me to talk about this Halloween one first?
Why not?
Okay. So we had, during prayer and share, we had a video had serviced online that, I had talked about where one of the teachers had put on that mask, the scream mask, and was just terrorizing the little children in the nursery school. And it, you know, really bothered me. And so anyway, we had been talking about that on the air. So we got an email from Curtis, who said, "Hearing Karen speak on behalf of the children and retelling the vivid story of children being so frightened, coupled with the children being abused and terrified, makes my problems seem so insignificant. Bless the children, Lord, and thank you, Karen, for sharing." You know.
So once in a while, you know, when we look at the news, we may just hear God say to us, there are some bigger problems than what we're stumbling over, and it would be really a great thing for us to become a part of the solution for some others. And during the Christmas season, of course, that's I think that's very appropriate, but I do remember you sharing that during that time, and when I saw this note that had come through the mail, we may have mentioned it, I'm not positive, but we want to say a big thank you to our listeners. To your response, you hear something, you see something, you communicate with us, then that is a blessing to us, and it also gives us some understanding of how God's ministering to you through what's taking place here. Well, we are going to get to the other topic, Karen. We're going to do that a little later in the show. But Chris, you are here, and you're with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. I mentioned that. And there were some really great events that took place already. And I wanted to get a report on how they went, and how do you see us moving ahead?
Well, we were certainly blessed. On December 11th, we had the 6th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper with approximately 500 people. The 500 people were significant because they were broken up into three groups. They were pastors, business leaders, and civic leaders. When you can get the body of Christ to come together like that, we've had several speakers at that gathering that have all said the same thing. They have never seen this anywhere in the country. So the Treasure Coast is really, I think, growing in its kingdom work in bringing business leaders and civic leaders together with the pastors. And when you stand up on the podium and you look out over the audience, you see a diversity of all ethnicities there. I mean, it's incredible how the body of Christ comes together for such an evening as that. And of course, we were blessed to have Pastor Joaquin Molina from Miami, which was a miracle in and of itself. And I say it was a miracle in and of itself because that week, early in the week, he was diagnosed with a gallbladder issue that almost killed him.
Yeah, that was very serious.
The fact that he was able to be there Sunday night and deliver the sermon, if you would, the message, was incredible. And for the listeners, you know, to be able to witness this, any of you that have access to YouTube can just go on several sites. You could just type in Treasure Coast Christian Alliance on YouTube, and you can see the whole program. Or you can go on the website, tccalliance.com. It's on there as well. And I would encourage the listeners who have never experienced or seen what we're talking about to go on YouTube and see that evening from the declarations that were made by various community pastors was powerful. The vocalist that we had were, you would have thought you were at one of the Hollywood talent shows. I mean, Cindy Recon from Prince of Peace Church in Fort Pierce, her voice is so angelic, it's hard to describe. And to have the other voice, who happens to be a captain in the Martin County Sheriff's Department, her voice,
it was tremendous.
We were just blessed. The whole evening is worth going and spending some time on YouTube and watching it. And people then can get a sense of what is going on in our community and how people from that are all Christian but different churches are coming together, realizing that we are better together, that there is only one Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that we put all our petty differences aside, our theological issues aside for that evening. But it's bringing more and more people together. We're seeing more pastors that are kind of sticking their feet in the water and saying, well, I want to see what this is.
Right.
And I will say without exception, I have not run into one person who didn't say it was an unbelievable evening, and many said it was the best that we've done so far. And one of the humorous things was we try to do a debriefing to see what we can do better for the following year. I call people that I know were there, and I shared with Jonathan. I talked to Pastor Mark Carrera of High Point Church, and I said, Mark, what was your thought on the evening? He says, the evening was spectacular. He says, I only had one complaint. I said, what was that? He says, well, the chicken Marsala wasn't really chicken Marsala with Marsala wine. And I said, well, that's one fellow Italian to another. But, I mean, it was incredible. I just
it's amazing,
so many people were blessed that night. And I couldn't tell you how many were delivered that night because there was an altar call, but God knows.
Amen.
And that's what's important, is what God knows.
Chris, what people will see and experience if you participate in one of these evenings, I believe is something that Jesus prayed for. Jesus prayed in John that just as he and the Father are one, that the body of Christ would come into a oneness with God in that kind of a way. But the powerful thing about that passage is it says, so that the world will know that the Father loves them, and contextually that Jesus is the Christ. And how many things do we do endeavoring to communicate to people that Jesus is Christ? I mean, growing up in church, we had mission programs that reached out around the world. You know, it that was a very big thing. We had mission conventions every year. And the purpose of that was to educate the people, but also to raise resources to send people out that were involved in missions, and that's been very effective. Of course, you know, in the United States, we've been very involved in missions. We had revivals that happened throughout the year, and those revivals were intended to revive the church and also to bring lost people to Christ. And many other programs take place with youth, with children, with seniors. Many programs take place. But the one thing that seems to be almost hiding in the shadows is this call and this prayer of Jesus that the church would actually be recognized as his body, and that we would be a glorious church, and that we would together represent who he is. Ruth Rubaugh from Columbia, Cali, Columbia, her husband was actually shot by the cartel. He was murdered in the street because he began to call pastors to come together, and the cartel began to recognize the power of the church when it prays together. And this was amazing, as Ruth talked about that, and how she and her husband, they had such a passion for their nation to be saved and for their children to be delivered from the danger that was taking place. She said at one point it was very unusual for a week to go by that her children or at least someone in the church would not see a shooting in the street on the way to school. I mean, this was just so common. It was so bad. But as they began to pray, God began to shake the cartel, and God began to awaken the nation, and God began to move, until her husband was such a threat because he was the mouthpiece. Imagine this, that he was shot in the street because prayer had broken the power of darkness over their nation. And a tremendous revival would spread through Columbia. Today there's churches that have not just hundreds, but into the that have several hundred thousand. But Ruth said about the church, she said, you know, when you looked at Israel, you had this tribe, that tribe, you have them all lined up. You look at the picture, it kind of looked like a cross. But she said it wasn't when you saw the tribe of Judah that you would recognize who Israel's God was. You needed to see all of the tribes together. And something happens that's powerful when the body of Christ goes beyond their walls and become involved in the bigger picture and actually build the kingdom together by seeking God, praying together, and then blessing one another. To see, you know, you were talking about the various ethnic groups that were there and how there was agreement, there was peace, there was support, there was uplifting, edification, and preferring one another that was taken by a tremendous night. And this is part of the vision, I believe, that God is giving to more and more of his people. And so once again, Chris, people can go where to find, to watch this, to see this, and figure out how to support, maybe through your pastors or other business leaders. You may be one.
Absolutely. They can certainly go on tccalliance.com, and witness it. We have the YouTube edited video there. Or they could just type in Treasure Coast Christian. They don't even have to type in Alliance. If they type in Treasure Coast Christian, it's going to appear on YouTube, and they can witness the evening. But what's important about that evening? You know, God put on my heart, when we had 9/11, people came together.
They did, for a season, yeah.
When we had Hurricane Ian, people came together.
Right.
And I think what God is sharing with us is we have another catastrophe. And that catastrophe is the failure of people to know who Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, is.
Yeah.
So this is a time for us to come together. This is a time when Christians should come together as the body of Christ, because we are in a very perilous time. It's when we need to bring everyone together. And when Christians come together, they have Christ in them with that love, agape love.
Amen.
And when that can be spread around a room, in their family house during the Christmas holidays, in their workplace, because we have business leaders there, when business leaders can share the importance of a relationship with Christ and how it's changed their life, when civic leaders, when they're operating on the school board, the county, the city, knowing what Christ is doing in their life, can incorporate that in the work that they do in their capacity as civic leaders, as well as pastors witnessing what's going on, we collectively come together in a spirit of love and harmony. And that's what this is all about. If we're going to spread God's word, we got to live it.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Karen, you were there.
Yes, I was. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for coming. And what did you see, and what kind of stands out to you as far as what you picked up from the evening?
What stood out to me this time, because this is the third one I've been to, the peace of God. When I went in there, it was, you know, probably already maybe 80% of the people had already been sitting at their tables. And when I walked in, the peace of God is the first thing that I noticed. And people were just kind of, you know, talking casually. Usually in a room with that many people, you can't even hear yourself think. But there was just an amazing peace over it, which that was the very first thing I noticed. And then, you know, the table I sat at, Cynthia West and myself were there. And, you know, we didn't know who else was going to be at our table. And the Lord brought a lady and then a young couple that Cynthia was able to connect with, because, you know, she ministers at the jail, and these were people that were involved in ministries that go there.
So networking was taking place.
And, it was nice. I mean, yes, you're talking about the singers that we had, that I don't even remember the song that lady sang. I was like up in heaven somewhere all during that time. It was so
it was
beautiful.
Powerful.
And, yeah. Yeah, and Dave Thompson had honored Elsie Campbell and given his wife
that award,
and
yeah.
Sam, all of it, every part of it. It was so touching, really, and pretty amazing to be a part of that. You know, one thing when you guys were talking, well, Chris, you were talking about the unity of the different, you know, business and civic and pastors. What would really be nice, because I know that people buy a table, you know, some churches buy
two tables or one table.
What would be nice is to have no prearranged seating arrangement. And, you know, maybe you would sit with somebody that you wouldn't ordinarily be in contact with. You know, because we tend to cluster around the people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, I'm just throwing that out there.
But, you know, that is something that was kind of new this year, Chris. This event has been sponsored by ministry leaders as well as other leaders, business, and maybe even some civic leaders. You can speak to that. But this year, with the tables being sponsored, that seemed to be a great blessing to the event, giving people an opportunity to participate.
It really was, and I will say this, Sherry Way, who did such a marvelous
job
organizing the tables and getting everyone to their respective tables, there were people that came up from Palm Beach and sponsored a table.
Yeah.
I mean, so the word has spread. So they're able to show in their community what's happening in the community to the north. So I'm praying that this work of God is not parochial, but contagious, that this, what we're doing, gets spread all over. So to God be the glory. It's not about what we're doing here. I mean, we're very happy about how this event's turning out, but we would love to see this be a contagious fire that would spread throughout this country, where the Christian community could come together and realize how powerful they are when they come together as the body of Christ. And for too long, we have been isolated. And it's been often said that an isolated Christian is a paralyzed Christian. And I think we need to cure the paralysis and see what God is doing in our area be spread to other areas. I had a nice conversation with Randy in Washington with the FRC.
Randy Wilson.
Randy Wilson, yep. About what happened. And he said, I could only imagine having Joaquin there as your speaker. He says, I said, the whole evening, not just Joaquin. I mean, he was powerful, but the whole evening. That we call it the proclamation supper. And I haven't spent any time on that. There were proclamations that were read by young pastors, Pastors Mitch McGar, Trevor Banks Jr., Steve Bray from Grace Emanuel.
Grace Place.
Stuart Paquita on business. And these declarations are powerful. They were included in the program, and it's something that people can pray on all year long and should, because the Word says when we declare and decree, it will happen.
Amen.
As it is in the book of Job.
Amen. Yeah, it is a gathering unlike any other that I know of that has ever taken place on the Treasure Coast wherein it's the business individuals, some sponsor, but many don't. Many come as guests. And so part of the plan of this, the desire of this, is not to put an emphasis on the individuals who are there, because we as pastors who serve in some capacity do not come promoting our local church or our position or our gifts. It really is a purposeful event to lift up Jesus Christ and to declare the Word of God over our region, and to lift each other up in prayer and support, so that the body of Christ together can have, I believe, God's intended impact that would reach into the marketplace, that will reach into the courthouse, that will reach into the school board, that will reach into the school itself with the teachers that are there. When I was a child, my father took me to an event in Washington, and I don't remember the name of the event, but it was some kind of a Christian march, by Christians that were going to pray for our nation. And as a kid, I was probably 10, 12 years old, I had no idea there were so many Christians. I remember, we arrived and it's like, all of these people are Christians? You mean it's not just us and our little church? And what we have heard people say, Chris, as they have come to these events, to be able to see the diversity and the strength and the willful promotion of Jesus Christ by leaders that are in civic government, that are in key businesses, that are in pastoral ministry, that are not just saying, I'm going to come to this event, but saying, I believe it's time for the church to no longer be identified by our differences that build the walls and the signs and the egos and the logos, but it's time for the church to be seen and recognized for the person that it's all about, and that's really Jesus Christ, and that we work together not to eat bagels and drink coffee, but we work together to lift up Jesus Christ in every aspect of local life so that the kingdom of God can advance. And we pray for this, Chris. I remember having a conversation with Pastor Sam Chess back a few years ago, and we were both saying, we're getting older. We've been here a while, and we still have not seen the spiritual transformation, this revival, a great awakening that we hunger for and we believe God wants to do. And in that conversation, as we were just talking, I remember that we both said, I want to live to see more of God's work in our land rather than just our religious identified works. We would like to see God bigger.
Well, you know, what's happening as a result of what we're doing are the things that you don't hear about. For example, what Larry Lee's doing up in Fort Pierce with the Restoring the Village. You know, he remembers his roots, and he gives out every year the Nehemiah Award for people that have done restoration or have done something beautiful on 25th Street in the heart of, you know, Lincoln Park. And he does it with a spiritual intent in mind.
It's excellent.
And so we're seeing things going all over. The Caravan for Christ, prayer meetings that are happening all over Martin, St. Lucie County. Most recently, Miracle on the Water, where many churches from Indian River, Martin, and St. Lucie County all gather together. Thousands every night.
That was tremendous. I don't know that that's ever happened in an open, unwalled way like that in our region.
And I will tell you, I know in advance that they had no way of knowing how they were going to pay for it. Trust me. And they looked at me, and I said,
you better look up.
If God has ordained this, it will be taken care of. And I can tell you, God ordained it. Because not only did they have enough money to pay for the, and it was expensive. I mean, we start renting sound equipment, stage, security fire department. I mean, we had an excess.
That can go toward the next event.
It's like the loaves of bread and the fishes.
Praise God.
The apostles looking at it like, Jesus, I mean, you can't be serious here. We got all these people here.
Right.
You know, but it if God ordains it, if we are obedient to God, he's going to continue to blow our mind.
Amen. So, Chris, you know, today we may have, in fact, I'm confident we have a lot of business owners that are listening today. And we also always have civic leaders that listen in. We have a lot of first responders that listen, you know, off and on to our station. And, of course, we have a lot of ministry leaders, board members, pastors. We have a lot of people that listen. We're blessed here at WCNO. How can, you know, up and down the coast of Florida, how can people become a part? This, you know, we just completed, so we have a year, basically, before the next event. But there are other things that will happen.
Yes, we will have, at the very least, the National Day of Prayer, which is celebrated the first Thursday of May. Now, it's done throughout the three-county area, but for our alliance, we rent out the Civic Center for that evening, the first Thursday of May. And then again, on the fourth Thursday of May, this will be the second time that this has occurred, we had proclamations from the cities and the county declaring the Treasure Coast Day of Prayer. That will be the fourth Thursday of September. And people could just come together and gather in prayer. You can stay 5 minutes. You can stay an hour, however the Spirit leads you. Those are just some of the things that we already have planned for
both
2023.
Events, both events in May, the National Day of Prayer as well as the The Treasure Coast?
No, Treasure Coast Day of Prayer is the fourth Thursday of September.
Oh, September. There we go. Fourth Thursday of September.
And the reason why the fourth Thursday of September, we kind of tie that into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the time of atonement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm fond of saying Jesus was a rabbi, so lest we forget. And we have other events that we will be planning during the year, but we do not have those on the schedule as of yet.
Chris, Karen just raised a question that I think just shows the greatness of the diversity, even in the Miracle on the Water. Who was in charge of that? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, it started out of a Tuesday morning prayer meeting. And,
good place for something to happen.
Absolutely.
Coming out of prayer.
And a gentleman who was visiting, Frank Marciano from West Palm Beach, came up. And long story short, they went over and had breakfast in Fort Pierce, then went over to Causeway Cove Marina and said this would be a perfect place to have a revival. So they formed a committee, and Apostle Trevor Banks took the organizational part of the pastors, and Chaplain Dave took the other organizational part relative logistics, and they just worked and put this thing together over many months. This was not something done overnight. And a number of different churches from Indian River and Martin County here
as well
got involved. I mean, we're significant players. Todd Mazingo, Pastor Todd, Pastor Alex Pappas and Biro, along with Trevor and other pastors, met on a regular basis on the ministry end of it. And Mike Simos worked with Chaplain Dave and others to get the logistics planned. It was incredible.
It truly was a picture of what the body of Christ is, you know, when people come together like that. And, you know, Chris, one thing that maybe we can just touch on as we are coming to conclusion with this first half of our Wednesday Live program. There are, without question, differences in the body of Christ. There are distinctive doctrinal positions. There are distinctive, as some would say, well, there are distinctive differences between us. But there are huge, major alliances that are between us. I think about the blood of Jesus Christ is not different. That it's for the Jew, the Greek, you know. We talk about the cross. There's not like a Methodist cross, you know, or a Pentecost. No. The blood of Christ is the same blood for all of us. We're purchased with the same price. The love of God, you know, there's not a Baptist love and, you know, and then a Presbyterian love. No. The blood of Christ, the love of God is the same. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross and the provision of atonement is the same. The calling of the Holy Spirit bringing us to Christ. There are so many things when we look at this and I think about there should be nothing between us as brothers and sisters in Christ other than the blood of Christ, the love of God, the Word of God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit that is like a glue that brings us together. And so sometimes the enemy would like us to look at, well, they sing different songs. Well, they look at the Holy Spirit in a different way than I do. Well, they pray different. They speak in tongues. They don't speak in tongues. They, you know, and there are so many things the enemy would love to use to cause us to split and splinter. But yet at this event, we had the body of Christ. We're talking about born-again individuals that truly believe in Jesus Christ, not compromised. Evangelicals, as we might say, that have a heart for God, a heart for the city, and a heart for each other, that said, you know what? We need to learn to lay down our individual distinctive difference so we can lift up the major priority, and that is the love of Christ that caused us to come to the cross and be redeemed. You know, and this was the event that did that. Would you say that? I didn't make it. I was out of town, but did you see that there?
More than you can imagine. I that whole week when I was there, I was like in another world. I was like, I don't know how, suspended in air. It just, the atmosphere was that of holy ground.
Something happens when the church cross-pollinates. I don't know if that's a good word.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that the lost, if the attention is turned to lost souls, then everybody can be in agreement. You know, it's all the other stuff that comes later.
Right.
You know, but there was a great atmosphere there.
There were people coming just to see what was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, okay, and now they're sitting in the back, and now there's a word being spoken that all of a sudden is touching a chord. And the more the word is spoken, the more the cord is being pulled. And before you know it, all of a sudden they are coming up to the front to give their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, how powerful is that?
Yeah, it's tremendous.
There were 90 baptisms that week.
Yeah, tremendous. Tremendous.
They have a guy, they call him John the Baptist, but he has a trailer with like two pools. And he goes around. And he says, I've been to a lot of different gatherings, but nothing like this.
That's powerful. So that's just another one of the things that's being birthed out of this koinonia, this community, and this communion of the body of Christ with the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God. So it's truly it's an exciting time to be here in the Treasure Coast of Florida and recognize that God is at work and we can see God at work.
And we've got our work cut out for us.
We have a lot more to do, a lot more to do. And, you know, Chris, it does not take away. There is a place, obviously, for every one of us to study to show ourselves approved before God, and for pastors and local churches and organizations, there is room at the cross for us, and there certainly is room for us to lift up Jesus together, to love each other profoundly, and to reach out to love the lost together. So, Chris, thank you for what you do. This next song we're going to go to is actually Revival. We want to thank all of you who have joined us today. This is Wednesday Live, coming to you every Wednesday morning right here at 89.9. And, of course, Karen, we have part of our team that is heading out of town today.
Yes, Mr. Dave is not here today. He's getting ready to take a little trip.
A little trip, and so we bless him.
That's right.
We bless him and lift him up in prayer. And all of you who may be traveling this season, you may have relatives coming in, or you may be going to meet with relatives. I pray that there is a tremendous healing, restoration that takes place within our families this Christmas season, and that whatever the background and whatever the traditions, that somehow the love, the presence, and the wonderful salvation that God's made available to us will become a part of our family's celebration, and that will be the most important thing. And I know some struggle with, you know, the gifts, the lights, the trees, the this, the that, but the real point is God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Do you want to lift up a prayer over our region before we go to the song?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you so much for what you're doing here in the Treasure Coast. But Lord, I know it's just the start.
Amen.
Father, I'm just praying for a spirit of boldness as the people walked away from the revival, walked away from the Christmas proclamation supper. Lord, that a spirit of boldness was ignited in their hearts. That, Lord, they're touching people that they work with, people that are in their home, their families, their friends, to spread the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, Christmas is the gift that keeps on giving. It's the gift of eternal life, your Son, who came on this earth in the form of man. But Lord, he shed his blood on the cross for us so that we could have forgiveness, which we could not do on our own. So we thank you for the shed blood of Jesus, and we just pray that over this Treasure Coast region, Lord, that the Spirit of Christ will resonate in the hearts and minds, in the homes, Amen. The businesses, the chambers of government.
Amen. Amen.
And that people will feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and the counsel of his godly wisdom and the exercise of spiritual discernment in everything they do. And to God be the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, Chris, it's wonderful to have you with us as always, and we will continue to work together and keep our families posted on the upcoming National Day of Prayer and other events that will be taking place as well.
Amen.
Revival. Jesus bring us back to you. Oh, we need you to. We want to see revival.
Hallelujah.
Well, Karen, we're back.
We are. Want to see revival.
We do want to see revival.
Yeah,
we're looking for that.
People are so hungry.
They are hungry.
You know, I saw that at Miracle on the Water, that the one night that I went. There's a hunger. The body of Christ is hungry.
It's growing, isn't it?
It's growing. It is. And, you know, it's hunger that gets God's attention. I think many people are just sitting around waiting for the rapture and, you know, just kind of waiting and hoping that something's going to happen. But no, we have to cry out.
Well, if you believe that Jesus is coming back for the church, that should be motivational for us to be actively involved in the revival.
Just crying out.
Right.
Crying out.
Yes. Yeah, it should not
Come
push
on,
us
Lord.
Into silence. It should push us
yes.
into a great voice for God.
Push us out into the streets.
Out into the streets. Well, Karen, you moved some Christmas music into our mix, didn't you?
Yeah. Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. I know it was kind of, it's been nice, and I've been listening to the songs, and we have some emails that are coming in wanting to know who is that artist and what is that song and such forth. So, you know, if you have a favorite artist and a favorite Christmas song that you would like to see added to WCNO, why don't you send us an email? Let us know about it, who it's mm-hmm. by, and the name of the song, and who is the artist that you like with that song, and that may be something we could look at adding in, because we add music.
Yes, and this year I added probably about 40, 45 or 50 new songs
so far,
and you know, some of the older things, you know, we're phasing those out,
mm-hmm.
but you know, we want every version of O Holy Night that we can find.
Amen. And, amen. Well, you know, we talk about some of the older things that are being phased out. We're actually saying there are some songs that are repeated. There are some songs that the message is not as clear as maybe some that we have with newer artists and maybe some newer music. And, of course, a lot of stuff goes back, back 20 plus years ago when it was added in, and there are some very good songs that go back 20-30 years, and we'll be leaving some of the very good songs
that's
of course
right.
in. We're going to look to leave the best
by the original artist. I think that's really the
that's
intent.
One of that's the intent, yeah,
yeah.
Because you know, there's a lot of artists that will sing a song that someone else has done.
Correct.
And then we've ended up with those. Sometimes, Karen, it's because they're part of our friends and family, people we know.
Right.
They're from
exactly.
the community, and we bring them in. And we sort of use that as a tool to build the body and encourage people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have local people also that produce music, and sometimes we will bring a little bit of that in. But we are endeavoring to stick with, you know, quality recordings and recordings that have a clear message of the gospel. We do have Ma and Pa that's able yes. to join us, and so why don't we just welcome them at this time, and then we'll come back and just have a couple minutes before our morning is up. Balance people.
Yes.
Can be passionate, especially about their faith in Jesus Christ, but they don't really have a history of going to extremes. But we are in different times. God is moving in many places in the world, and He is definitely moving in America. Ma and Pa, being the prayer warriors that they are very sensitive to God's call in their life. Most recently, Pa has been having dreams that leave him awake for hours and cause him to get to his knees in prayer. Last night, the dream definitely gave him some specific direction, and he's anxious to share it with Ma.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute? And I mean right now.
Well, goodness, Pa. What y'all so fired up about? You got the shingles again?
No. No. It's the dream I had last night. I've been telling you about them dreams, ain't I? How I've been traveling all over the land, across flat plains, through mighty rivers and over mountains.
Yeah, you sure have. Sounds like one of them National Geographic travel documentaries.
Well, last night God spoke to me, Ma. He showed me the West Coast, and he told me he wants me to go there.
He told you to go to Tampa? What on earth for?
No, not Tampa. The other West Coast.
Oh. You mean the one on the Pacific Ocean?
That's the one. We in the dream, I was flying high, and below me was a great mountain range that was passing beneath me. Beyond the mountains was the Pacific. And then God told me to land in California. And so I did. I was right in San Francisco, you know where that big bridge is? And God showed me all the people there and in the whole state. And there was a lot of spiritual pain and suffering.
You know, I remember when old Ephraim Infiletti went there back in the mid-70s. You remember him in high school, don't you? He was always a little on the eccentric side. One time at the senior prom, he came dressed in a suit he'd made from elbow macaroni. I mean, it was an amazing stitching effort. He said he had to cook that macaroni and sew it together before it dried.
Yeah, old Ephraim. A couple of years after he got there, he sent me a note. He said he'd landed a job at a pet rock factory. He was excited to be there, that's for sure, but then a couple of years later, he wrote and said he was working on something he thought would revolutionize the toy industry, a Chia pet hula hoop.
Well, I don't think that ever caught on. So what happened to him after that?
Yeah, that's the last time I heard from him. But in all that he wrote in them notes, I got the distinct impression that the culture out there was way off center. And thinking about what I read in the news, it's only got worse. But that's why I believe God wants me to go out there. There's something he wants me to do, but I just don't know exactly what it is.
So, and listen to me real good, Pa. I ain't opposed to you going out there. But I want you to be really sure that you're interpreting this dream correctly.
I agree with you, Ma. And after I got up this morning, I got down on my knees and I asked the Lord for confirmation. Then I went into the kitchen, opened the freezer to get some ice, I dropped a cube, and when I knelt down to pick it up, some fell on my head. It was a bag of frozen vegetables, California-style mixed vegetables.
Well, Pa, that in itself doesn't mean...
And then, as I was putting it back in the freezer, my eyes fell on a package of Jimmy Dean Western omelet breakfast.
Okay, that's two things, but...
And then the radio in the kitchen came on all by itself, and it was playing California Girls by the Beach Boys. Now, this had to be God, because the only station we listen to is WCNO, and I know for certain they don't play the Beach Boys.
All right, Pa, I'm not planning to talk you out of going there, and from what you just told me, you've gotten the signs you've asked for, but just what do you believe you're going to do for the Lord when you get there?
Frankly, Ma, I don't have a clue, and to be honest, I'm kind of scared, at least just a little bit. I don't mind telling you, the things going on out there are seriously crazy. Here I am, a soon-to-be elderly man, spiritual and political conservative, and a highly passionate Christian with a tendency to speak my mind. And God is sending me right smack dab into a whirling maelstrom of wacky. Why, this place makes me think of that theme park Walt Disney might have built if he was addicted to crystal meth.
Oh, Pa, I completely understand how you feel. And believe me, I ain't that comfortable in letting you go. But listen, the Lord seems to be in this, so you'd best be asking him when you need to get out there.
I'm leaving this afternoon.
What? This afternoon? But, Pa, you ain't giving me any time to adjust to this.
I know, Ma, I'm sorry. But in my spirit, I got a real sense of urgency.
Well, all right. I guess if you're going to serve the Lord, it's on his schedule, not yours or mine. Okay, so I guess you already got your airline ticket.
Actually, I'm taking a bus out there.
A bus? What on earth for? Plane's much faster, ain't it?
Yeah, it is, but listen for a minute. If I took a plane, I'd be right out in public in that big airport. All them folks would see me, and I'd stand out like a sore thumb. Well, they'd know I didn't fit in. Before you knew it, a bunch of them would have me cornered, and then some others would build a pile of sticks and logs, and then they'd tie me to it and set it afire.
Wait a minute. Just hold your horses. You ain't...
So I figured I'd come in on the bus. You know, most of those who ride the bus are folks I can blend in with. I wouldn't stand out in that crowd. None of them woke insurrectionists would have any reason to hold me. And then I could listen to the Lord's guidance and get the job done.
Well, Pa, while I ain't going to fight you on the idea that God's sending you there for what he knows is a very good reason, and I have full faith that as you listen to the Spirit, God's purpose in your going will be revealed to you. But, Pa, you can't go out there until you shut off the spin cycle in your mind.
What do you mean? All I'm doing is preparing myself for the heavy demonic challenges I'm going to face when I get there.
No, no, no. What you're doing is letting the devil influence you with his lies. And look just how well he's done his job. You're fairly shaken with fear. You can't set out on a mission for God with all that fear. You'll be a failure before you ever set foot in California.
Oh, Ma. Oh, you're so right. I really got worked up, didn't I?
I've seen tornadoes with less energy than you right now. So let's just ratchet it down a couple of notches, shall we? I'll help you pack. And after that, let's just sit for a spell and be quiet. Let the Lord speak to you and to me. How's that sound?
I like that, Ma. I like it a lot. And then would you drive me to the bus station?
Sure. But why don't you just park your truck there in their lot? Then you'll have it come home to you when you get back.
What? Leave my truck there with them low-down miscreants that can steal it? You know how folks what ride buses are like.
Well, like you said, Pa, you do want to blend in.
Well, Pa is going to have an adventure. There are times when God gets us way out of our comfort zones. He always has a perfect reason, and no matter how demanding the experience is, the result of being faithful to God is well worth it. It will be interesting to hear Paul's report after he returns. So stay tuned to 89.9 FM.
Well, Karen, there you go. I have never been impressed to go to the refrigerator to get confirmation from the Lord, I must say. But, you know, God does meet us in different ways and speaks to us in different ways. And we do need to be available to be used of the Lord wherever he may be sending us. And some of you may be listening today driving along the interstate, and you're in our area, and maybe you are on a mission from God as you come to us. Now, Karen, we have some new shows getting ready to come in, programs.
Yes, we do. There's three right now that are in the works.
There, yep. There.
One of which, you know, we've been playing the promo spot for Mindy Molina's new program coming up.
It's going to be a great show.
Yes. Live
financial
show. Yep.
Dealing with both financial issues, taxes, insurance. It's going to deal with a lot of those things. That's going to be a weekly program.
Exactly. Yeah.
1 hour call in.
Wednesdays from 4 to 5.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that.
Then we also have some additional teaching programs that are coming in.
Yes, two of those. One which will be 5:30 a.m., a 30-minute program. Get your day started there. And that'll be on Mondays. And the next one will be in the evening.
It's going to be Monday through Friday at 5:45 to 6 o'clock is what we believe it's going to develop into. And so those are going to be some new programs. And, of course, we have many businesses that have joined us as business partners. And if you're a business and you would like to have your business promoted here in WCNO, you can contact us. That